Welcome to The Christian Working Woman with Mary Lohman, and I'm Pam Klein, your host. Today, through the miracle of technology, Mary has a very special guest with her, straight from New York City, Damaris Carbaugh, and they're going to talk about God's unfailing love. And Mary is so happy to have Damaris here for our conversation today because she is such a longtime friend. And just like they'll be speaking about at our retreat coming up, today they're going to talk about unfailing love. And we are so eager to hear her thoughts on God's unfailing love.
Thank you so much, Pam. Well, Damaris, needless to say, I am delighted that you are with me today.
Oh my goodness, no, I'm the one that's thrilled. Thank you so much for having me.
We have been such good friends through so many years, even though you live in New York and I'm here in Illinois, but the distance really doesn't diminish my love and appreciation for you and your sweet husband, Rod, and your wonderful daughter, Ashley Rose, who worked for us here at the ministry while she was in college at Wheaton some years ago. And now, as you just told me, she's getting married March 28th. Oh, how wonderful is that? And one of the things I appreciate most about you and the way you minister is that you're always real. You're the same on the stage, off the stage. I couldn't count the number of times your music has touched my soul and inspired and comforted me. And now your teaching ministry is equally important.
Oh my goodness, Mary, this is absolutely a joy. I love you to pieces. And I'm so thankful how the Lord just brought us together so many years ago. And truly, you know, when we belong to Him, we belong to each other forever, like it or not.
That's true. And that's good. That's good. Well, today and next week, we're going to focus on the theme of our 32nd annual weekend getaway, which is coming up April 17 to 19. And that theme is God's unfailing love. You know, the Bible is so full of references to the unfailing love of our Lord. I think this is going to be a rich weekend of just basking in this truth that we are loved by the Creator of the universe. He knows our names and His love never changes. Let's begin by asking you, when in your life did you start to really know and understand that God loves you personally?
Mary, I understood that I needed Jesus. And I have to say that I don't think I thought of it at that moment when I was a little girl and I knew I needed a Savior. I knew what He had done and I was moved to tears. I was 8 years old and I knew I needed Jesus. And so there was an altar call being made. And so I was crying. And I think that's the first time I can remember my little heart engaging in the fact that I needed this precious Jesus. But I have to tell you that I don't think of it so much as understanding His love. But I'll tell you that in 1988, now fast forward, married with children, I'm 33 years old. And the Lord just arrested me because I was not in a right place. And what He asked me, Mary, was, first of all, what are you doing? And here's the problem, Damaris. He confronted me with, you don't love me. And when I think about that, I think I knew deep down He loves me, but yet I didn't love Him. And that's the first time I really had to deal with that, with the fact that there's this God that loves us unconditionally, and He's coming after me. And I was very convicted. Very convicted. And so that's, to me, in the love sense, that's when His love confronted my lack of love. And yet it caused me to repent, Mary.
You know, it's true. We all desperately need to be loved, isn't it? We were created by the God who is love. He doesn't just love us, but the Bible says God is love. And so we were created to love and be loved. And you know, Damaris, you've seen it, and so have I, and it's happened in my own life, that when this desperate need for love drives us to try to find love in the wrong places, bad things happen, don't they?
Absolutely. That drive that I believe it's in us. I truly believe there's no such thing as an atheist. That's another topic. I think we just kind of suppress it. I think deep down, we know there is a God, and we belong with Him, and we belong in that love. And when you don't know that love, when you don't live in that love, it will drive you to do all kinds of things. I think some people think some of those things are good. You know, it drives you to pursue a career, pursue a relationship, even good causes. You know, I'm going to find the cure to cancer. I'm going to do research on Alzheimer's, or, you know, I'm just, but it drives people because they're looking for that. I don't know. I feel as we're talking about it, it's that security that comes in knowing that this great God that made me loves me. Yeah. and if you don't find that, you will just go and continue to fail and fail and fail.
I agree. It happened to me, I can tell you that. But when we are moving in the knowledge that the God of the universe loves us personally, I mean, he doesn't just love everybody, he loves me, and nothing can ever separate me from his love, that impacts every part of our life, doesn't it?
It really does. It brings a peace, Mary, that I'm going to say this, just makes you feel safe.
Yeah.
I'm secure. I'm just secure and I'm safe in the fact that this great God loves me.
Yeah. And that's what so many people are looking for, security, peace. You know, I've been ministering to women like you have, both through this program and through my church for over 35 years. And the one thing I believe hangs too many women up, and I guess men too, is that either they don't know or just they don't really believe God's love for them. What do you think keeps us from living in the truth that the God of the universe loves us personally?
It has to be that we really don't know this. I rarely read my Bible, and I really believe that's another topic, but we don't know it. We think we know, but it's the lack of knowing that truth that will just then keep us just doubting our God, doubting. I mean, think about, you know, even the way they first fell, you know, it's like, did God really? We just, when you don't know God and you don't know that love, you're lost. That's the word. I was trying to look for the word. That's the word. You're just lost. Yeah. And lost in many, many ways. I don't just mean you're doing terrible things. I mean, you just don't even know how to go about this life.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I try to emphasize is that our identity should be, I'm the one Jesus loves. And that comes from the Gospel of John, where John repeatedly describes himself as, I'm the one Jesus loved.
Right.
And so I have said to my class at church almost every Sunday, who are you? And they respond, the one Jesus loves. And if we can ever see our identity as we are loved by the God of the universe, then that changes our approach to people. It gives us, like you said, it gives us security. And I just see so many women missing that security, maybe because they didn't have a loving father or something like that.
You know, sometimes when I see a little baby, when I say little, I don't mean that little, like a little over a year old, and the mom's holding him.
Yeah.
And I'll approach, let's say, that mom and that baby, and I'll extend my hands. Many times that little baby will almost just go backward, like, I don't know you, I'm not going with you. But every once in a while, I go to a child that just makes me weak, and that child doesn't know me, and that child comes towards me. Get this. I think some people would say, oh, look, Damaris is so sweet. Oh, no, no. You know what I tell those parents? That child is very secure and very loved. And she or he is not afraid to come to me because he is surrounded with this love. And there's really, that's what the love of God does. When you just said a moment ago that the way you react to other people, when you're truly loved, you can give love and you're not afraid of others. You just, it's a beautiful thing that only comes from the true love of God.
I agree. You know, the verse for this year's Weekend Getaway is Psalm 90:14. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. To me, that just means we start every day reminding ourselves, because we'll forget if we don't, that God loves me and I need to be satisfied with it. And then my days are full and joyful. And I know that in your life, Damaris, you have one great theme you always tell us when you come to our retreat, which is?
Read your Bible.
Exactly. So talk about how that starts your day with joy.
Oh my goodness, you can't really beat yourself up all the time, but oh, how I wish I would have opened up my Bible sooner. So I tell people that are like new in the Lord, listen, if you can just open up your heart and tell the Lord, speak to me while I read your word, what you will discover is life-changing. You will never be the same. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. I still fail. I still grieve God sometimes, but there is such a sense of knowing this unfailing love, which Mary, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to get that around our head, because everything that we know, everything we know fails at some moment.
Yeah.
Everything does, but not God's love. So I just want to say, read God's word in Ephesians. Paul prays that we would have power to comprehend how wide, how deep, how vast the love of God is. Because we really do. Because if we don't ask the Lord to help us, then, you know, when you start like being insecure about that love, that's when all the problems happen.
Yeah. And in that passage, Paul says, to know the love which is beyond knowing.
Right.
And I say, Paul just ran out of words, you know. He said, this love is so great, you can't know it, but you can. And
yes,
it's a lifelong search, and it comes through God's word, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I think of, there's even a little book. It's little because it doesn't have that much in it, but it's a huge story. You know, Hosea is a prophet, and the Lord says to him, marry this woman who's going to be unfaithful to you. And basically it's a picture of we, God's people, and how many times we've been unfaithful to him. And yet he says to Hosea, draw her back. I mean, win her back, because I'm gonna win you back. Mary, the Supremes sang a song years ago. I think it was the Supremes and the Temptations, and the song was, I'm gonna make you love me. And I remember thinking, nobody can ever sing that. The only one that can sing that is God. God can get us to a place where we truly understand that he loves us. And you know what? We will fall in love with him, and we will start loving him, and he'll be able to sing, I made you love me, Damaris, and I'm going to say, yes, you did, God.
Amen. Damaris, you have so many songs and albums that I love. In fact, quite often I just say to my Google, play Damaris Carbaugh. and she does. But your album, Walk With Me, is a favorite. You've got some great songs on that CD. Tell us some of those songs.
Well, I think actually my favorite song on that CD is What Grace Is Mine. Oh, and even though it's using the word grace, that first line, What Grace Is Mine, that he who dwells in endless light called through the night to find my distant soul, and from his scars poured mercy that would plead for me. Now that's God loving me. That's just God saying, come here, you know. And so that one just slays me. And then the chorus says, so I will go wherever you are calling me. And that's the true love affair. It's that God says, come here, and you say, anywhere, Lord, anywhere, I'll do it.
Amen. Well, you know, I want to make that album available to our listeners, and thank you for permitting us to do that with a donation in any amount. And I just want our listeners to hear your music, and when they come to our retreat, they'll hear your messages as well. God's given you this broadened ministry, not only of singing, but teaching. And so we're going to offer that to our listeners.
Wonderful.
And let them be blessed by it as I have been. Now, next week, we're going to continue the discussion. We're going to talk about your workshop topic with God's unfailing love is sufficient for our failings. And this is really important, because we often think, I failed God, so he doesn't love me anymore, right? That's the way people are, but not God. So thank you for being with me today, and we'll talk more next week.
My joy, Mary. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, it was so good to hear Damaris Carbaugh's fresh and practical insights on how we can live in the unfailing love of God. And as Mary said, we're offering Damaris' album, Walk With Me, for a donation of any amount. The easiest way to get this wonderful album is to just go to our website at christianworkingwoman.org, and you'll see it right there. That's christianworkingwoman.org. Well, I hope you found this discussion helpful today. It's going to continue in conversation these next couple of weeks and at our 32nd annual weekend getaway. So come, visit us, join us. I'm Pam Klein, saying so long for Damaris and Mary Lohman today on the Christian Working Woman.